Apart from water, there are other ways of purifying something that has become mutilaggious. Earth is one of those purifiers. Earth means soil, sand, stone, brick or something similar. Earth can purify the bottom of your shoes provided the floor is tahir and dry. The najasa came off by walking and the najasa came from the earth itself. For example, you were walking and stepped on feces that was already on the earth. The bottom of your shoe is najis. You walk or wipe it on the soil or sand until the najasa goes away. Now the bottom of your shoe is tahir. But if the najasa came onto the shoe that wasn't already on the earth, for example, you were bleeding and it landed on the bottom of the shoe, the earth cannot make it tahir. Note, walking on a carpet, rug or grass, the shoe will not become tahir. Also, earth does not purify other parts of our body or clothes. The sun can purify the earth, buildings and walls, provided that they are wet and the najasa is gone, and nothing prevents the sun from shining on it. Transformation is also another purifier, meaning that its essence transformed into something totally different. For example, a dog dies and it decomposes into ash. The ash is tahir. But if the essence of the najis thing did not transform, it is still najis. For example, if wheat became najis and you turned it to flour or bread, it is still najis. Change or chemical transformation is another purifier, specifically for wine into vinegar. This is where its properties have changed. For example, wine is left open and it turns to vinegar after some time. The vinegar is tahir. Transfer of najasa from a najis place to a non-najis place becomes tahir. For example, human blood is najis, but the blood of a mosquito is considered tahir. So if the mosquito drinks some of the human's blood, the blood becomes part of the mosquito and is considered tahir. The next purifier is called association. So when a najis thing becomes tahir, the thing associated with it becomes tahir too. For example, when wine turns into vinegar, it is considered tahir. So does the container associated with it. Or you are washing a najis shirt. When the shirt becomes tahir, your hands associated with it become tahir too. The blood that remains inside the body of an animal that is permissible to eat and was slaughtered according to Islamic law is tahir. Note, this does not mean you can consume the blood, it just means it is tahir. If the inner parts of your nose, ears or mouth become najis, they become tahir once the najasa goes away and there is no need to wash them with water, as long as the blood does not come out. This is only specific for those areas of the body.